Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. It's Dom Time. Side question of the day for the Dom Time 2020 calendar. What do you miss about the 80s? We've had some great ones so far. All right, Pennsylvania, obviously. I think it's the epicenter of the universe. And you're seeing an all-out effort of corruption at the highest level imaginable. The state Supreme Court, Wolfman Hack, the whole gang. What are Republicans prepared to do? We had Mark Levin on today. He doesn't like their federal lawsuit. He talked about the U.S. Constitution, and it's clear that legislators are the ones that determine how elections are to be run, not the executive, certainly not the courts. It's the legislature. All right, a guy who's battle-tested, Senator Doug Mastriano, and is a military veteran, combat veteran, I believe. And you look at Governor Wolf and you think, oh, this guy's a pushover. No, he's a stone-cold, all-out progressive. So is this court. They're not pushovers when it comes to trampling on us. What are they prepared to do? Let's go to Senator Doug here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Strange time. You know, last week was like the best of times or the worst of times. Judge Stickman stuck it to the governor. It was beautiful. And then, of course, a couple days later, we get the ruling from our Supreme Court.
Yeah. Now, are the Republicans, do you think you're inside this? Were they prepared that obviously we know you and I know the Supreme Court. We've talked about them. They were not headed off by some impeachable offenses when a couple of them, particularly one, I'm thinking, it ran on something that you're not allowed to say what you're going to vote on. He ran on that. That was impeachable. So they've gotten away with this. What are Republicans doing, Doug, at this point? What's the strategy to stop this?
Yeah, there's a multi-pronged approach. Now, look, there is no easy answer, and if there was, I'd be on it. You know, I have to disagree with the great one, Mark. We could do an emergency session. We could have a resolution. Resolution has no teeth, though. You know what I'm saying? So you need the two-thirds constitutionally, and we don't have that anymore. We had that 2 years ago and squandered it away and lost it. People could get out and vote for the Republicans to stay in power. But the so what is, yes, there's things we can do. The first thing is that we're going to actually lead a lawsuit, which is very rare for the Senate Republicans to do that. I think that'll be announced in a day or so to take it to federal court. We're running out of time, though. I mean, we're within weeks before this window closes and that ship sails. The Democrats are very strategic. They wait till it's late in the game, like they did 2 years ago on the congressional redistricting. Remember that?
Yep.
They did that in October, too. And it just jacked up, it just ruined everything. And I don't think, in my view, was we didn't fight hard enough then. We should be relentless because that set a precedent where the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania feels like they can do the legislators' work. And they're outside the Constitution right now.
So the federal suit says what? That you have the power as legislators, not the court and Wolf, to set the parameters of the election.
Exactly. Go straight to the Constitution. And the court can interpret the law. They can't create law, and they're not above the law. And obviously, obviously Governor Wolf has trouble understanding this as well because he thinks he can create law, and he can't, by the way. Governor Wolf, you don't make law. We do. And so just to get us back to the Constitution, if it goes to the Third Circuit, we'll win because thanks to Donald Trump, it's leaning our way. If it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, we'll win as well, especially in light of the changes that are happening.
So that's the play, then, to get it in that circuit. We know about Stickman, and you're saying there's another Trump-appointed judge there. How many judges on the Third Circuit? Five? Or
Yeah, I don't know, but it's about even split. It leaned left, but I mean, it's a good thing. The elections do matter, and this has really put an exclamation point on top of Donald Trump's reelection campaign right now. We're seeing this close and dear that we could change how our government works for the next 30, 40 years based off of judges that are constitutional, not radical legislators that want to be.
So you have confidence then that they're doing all that they can. I know that you are, based upon previous experience, but, you know, Doug, you think they would come on when this happened, right, and say the leadership there, we just had them on the day before, and demand to come on and say, I want your listeners to know, rally the troops here is what I'm saying, you know? The other side rallies their troops.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't say we're doing all that we can, because my view would be exactly with you, that, you know, day after you call everybody back in, go ahead and do the emergency session. You know what, Dom? So what if it doesn't have teeth? We're going to go out there and condemn it publicly and start educating the public. Leadership, we're on the steps condemning it as overreach. Instead of just sitting aside waiting for the governor to comment, we need to get out in front. I saw this 836. We had that great victory in June. We didn't have any press conference. In fact, some told us, hey, we need to lay low. And I'm like, what? After this great victory? And then so we hand over the initiative to the governor, who comes out, of course, like a petulant, angry person there, kind of spitting nails, you can't overrule me, and we need to inform the people and get the message out. And so, no, we're not doing everything we can. So step one, get on the steps, have the leadership out there, put out the message, our thoughts, talk the Constitution. Step two is go ahead and do the emergency session. Let's go ahead and, you know, it's symbolic, doesn't have teeth, it's something. And then push this lawsuit as hard as we can and as quickly as we can before that door closes.
There's nothing else legislatively, though, that can be done, you're saying?
So obviously last year's election reform bill that was passed, had a lot of problems, and so we're trying to tighten that up as well. The only problem is the governor has the initiative, and he's going to veto it, and I doubt enough Democrats will break ranks and join with the people, because they're a party of the party, and it'll get vetoed by him, and then it will die. So, yeah, we're trying this week to pass a piece of legislation that will tighten it up from a legislative perspective.
See, I don't think the education has happened, too, and we're open to hearing people out there. They don't understand what's happening here in Pennsylvania. They don't follow this like you and I do, and talk radio listeners, Doug, that they just, if you tell people, wait a minute, the signature doesn't have to match, there's no test with that, immediately people are suspect of this. We have people volunteering to watch these ballot boxes against harvesting, to sit in their car and tape them in Montgomery County. And I'm sure where you are, that Facebook thing you do and everything else with your people, they probably would do it too. They're ready to go.
And that's where we're so weak. We lack a common uniting message, we lack a common vision, and we don't have a strategy. And this whole thing here, if people see the facts, and you know, and that, guess what, we can count your votes 3 days after the election. I mean, isn't that a violation of the article of Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States? It sure is. So you can't declare Pennsylvania the day of the election. I mean, this is sickening to me. This is about stealing the election and doing whatever it takes to put their person in office and get Donald Trump out.
Exactly. Doug, please tell listeners, though, you do the Facebook live session. Is it every night at 8 o'clock or so?
Yeah, every night at 8 p.m., Senator Doug Mastriano, sometimes on my Fighting for Freedom page where I could talk a bit more free, since that's my campaign page. And it's just about getting the facts out there, getting a common message out. And people are appreciative that we do I give them the skinny, my view, what's going on, what we can do about it, much as you do. And so thank you for being a point of light in the darkness out there. But here's my final message. We have to be more relentless than the left. The left is dedicated to the cause. They're committed. They're unified. On our side here, we're too busy shooting at each other. So, you know, hey, he voted wrong one time. Okay, that's nice. Let's not be perfectionists and let's just get together. And this is an issue we unite on. The Democrats want to steal this election. And if we don't get our act together, we've lost Pennsylvania forever.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.